Welcome to FinTech Focus TV. We're coming from day two at the Pay360 event at the Excel Centre, and I'm delighted to be joined by Stacey Wilkinson from NatWest.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi.
So, Stacey, tell us a bit about yourself and the team you work in.
Great. So, thank you for having me today. Stacey Wilkinson. I work in the Open Banking team in NatWest Group. I'm product owner for data APIs, including NatWest's digital identity solution.
Very good. And you were actually a panelist yesterday, weren't you? Talking all around digital ID. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was on a panel yesterday on digital identity and who should own the consumer trust. I was joined by representatives from UK Finance, One ID, and Lloyds Banking Group as well. So it's quite a good range of different opinions and thoughts on digital identity in the UK. I think what was particularly interesting, or what my key takeaway from the panel was, that we all have slightly different definitions of digital identity, of trust. And you know, I think it was UK Finance had made a fantastic comment that trust is very hard to gain but very easy to lose.
Absolutely.
So I think that there's a lot of differing opinions on banks having trust, you know, due to the legacy of banks, how long we've been around, how we work incredibly hard to make sure that we are protecting customers' assets ultimately, but also considering trust from the angle of a product or a service that's being offered. Mm-hmm. If a customer doesn't understand the terminology or what the product will do or how they can access it, you're inherently struggling to get that trust anyway, which is back to the point that trust is very hard to earn.
Yeah.
But you know, you can do something wrong in it and it's very, very, very quick to lose.
Yeah.
So I think the key takeaway was that different opinions, different terminology being used in industry, but ultimately there was a level of agreement that banks are very well positioned to, you know, be at the forefront of digital identity because we have such a long kind of trust establishment that's been created.
Yeah, as you say, we're dealing with human beings, right?
And absolutely.
You know, if we don't understand something, it's very difficult to put our trust in it, especially with everything that's going on. So where is this sort of being used at the moment?
So NatWest have a digital identity solution in the market today. It's called customer attribute sharing, and it allows NatWest customers to choose to share additional identity attributes about themselves with third parties. The solution's been built on top of the open banking rails that exist. But ultimately, you know, through open banking, customers are sharing information such as their account details, you know, including sort code, account name, account number, transaction history, payments data, and they can share all of that securely and safely with explicit consent. So all we've done is layer on top of that and say, well, actually, if you want to, you can also share your name, or you can share the fact that you're over 18, or your address. So that is being used today. We've got one partner that's currently using our APIs as part of their service, and that partner's One ID. Following an open banking model where you have a bank, you have a third party provider, and then you've got the merchants that are connected into that third party provider. One ID have a number of merchants that are subsequently benefiting from the additional level of data that NatWest is allowing customers to share.
Yeah. So
a great example of this is within the e-signature platforms.
Yes.
Being able to verify your identity before you sign a contract, you know, you've got the option to do that through scanning a passport, scanning a driving license, but now you have the opportunity to do that through logging into your bank account, which is a fully digital journey, which I've been told has reduced the journey time from about 5 minutes to about 30 seconds because you're not having to run around and find documents.
Yeah.
You know, if you're on the go, you're on a train, you know, you can do it there and then. It's just bringing more optionality to customers around how they want to verify themselves. So I think that's one of my favourite examples of where it's being used today.
Yeah, very good. Look, I think you've probably covered the benefits there. Like, it's really, really kind of clear to see, and then in lots of different areas as well. I mean, how long have you been on this journey, like, to get to where you are? And I guess, what does the future look like? Like, where do you want to see this in 5 years' time?
Absolutely. So I've been in our open banking department for about three years now. I've been working on identity and identity attributes for the last 18 months to 2 years.
Okay.
So quite a while. NatWest are currently, to the best of my knowledge, still the only bank that is allowing customers to consent to share their additional identity attributes, which, you know, in 5 years' time, I would like all the banks to be doing it. I would like, as a consumer myself, as a customer myself, the option to select my bank to validate my identity rather than have to go through a document scanning process or another form of identity verification. I would like my bank to be my option. So in the next 5 years, I want that to be an option.
Standardised, that digital identity. Fascinating. Okay. And I mean, look, I think it sounds like you could talk about this for a long. You obviously spoke on the panel yesterday, and we really appreciate you talking to us today. If people want to find out more, where should they go? What should they do?
So if people want to find out more, they can visit our Bank of APIs website, which is bankofapis.com, and look at our customer attribute sharing product information. And if there's any technical individuals, look at the documentation that we publish there as well. But if you know people want to find out more about identity generally, there's so much knowledge and information that's floating about, so many white papers that are being written by various industry bodies. If you are just, you know, going back to the question about what I want to see in 5 years' time, you know, if you are a fintech, think about how identity can support your journeys, how accessing these attributes can support your journeys. If you're a bank, think about the value that you can give to your customers and your corporate customers around allowing for the sharing of identity attributes. If you are an individual, you know, there's lots happening in the UK market at the minute with the Data Protection Digital Information Bill that's due to pass Parliament this year, which includes trust framework, which is standards for identity validation, essentially. You know, look through them, try and understand the terminology that's being used.
Educate
ask
yourself.
Questions. But also ask your bank and ask for people to start educating you. I think there really needs to be an increase or an improvement in customer understanding here, and it's the players in this space, it's their duty to inform the customers.
And as you said at the start, without that education and that understanding, there is never going to be the trust.
There will never be the trust.
Stacey, fascinating. Thank you so much for your time.
You.
Much appreciated. Thanks very much for watching.